This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope you're all having a lovely Thursday. It's me, Harriet Rose. Our first guest of the day, Splurge Boys, are back in the building. And they reminded me very kindly by posting on social media of the last time they came in, where I made a total dick out of myself by trying to perform a freestyle. Now, some of you may watch it and think, why hasn't she pursued that as a career? The question is, I don't know why. That's not a question, but I don't know why, and maybe I will. Maybe after today I'm going to rethink my career. Maybe I don't need to be a presenter. Maybe I can be an MC. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see. We've also got some major bangers to play all throughout the show today. A song that I'm going to play a little bit later on the show, but I'm so obsessed with, and I don't know whether you guys have heard it yet, is Bouncy by Big Heath. I've literally played it every day since I heard it. The beat is insane. I'm so obsessed with it. We've also got Azariah Hope in the building. Addie Silliman is coming on a little bit later. Balcony are coming in. Sophie Faith is coming in. And Eliza is at the end of the show. Oh, and Moss Kenner. Yeah, he popped in last week and had a little chat with us because he is so busy in the studio at the moment that he couldn't come in live. But we had a lovely chat, a wonderful chat. I hope you're all having a... basically, it's a very on and off day weather-wise. I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable about it because it keeps raining. But it's right now it's sunny, so let's just hold tight on that. The next couple of tracks I'm going to play for you are two girls that I'm absolutely in love with right now musically. Celeste was on the show a few months ago. She's absolutely incredible. She's dropped her new track Summer, which is really, really, really good. And I also had a chance to chat to Lil Halima last week as part of a thing I was doing with MTV, and she has an EP, and this is I'm going to play a track from that EP, which I really, really love. She's from North Norway. The track's called Take Me to Your Planet, and if you haven't seen the video, you should check it out after the show. Obviously not now. She's a really exciting artist. What she's doing is really cool. Both their energies are like they've got very similar vibes, completely different styles of music, but I'm really feeling them both right now. Big up to the girls smashing it in the music industry right now. Don't even get me started on Billie Eilish's new album, Christ on a Bike. We'll talk about that later. I've been listening to it non-stop. But first, let's kick off with Take Me to Your Planet, Lil Halima, and then we're going to hear Celeste's brand new one, Summer. And after that, Splurge Boys are back in the studio, and you better pray that I do not try and freestyle again.
I got no plans today. Same things as yesterday. They say I'm too old to play. You're an adult now. Nothing more to say. If I'm being honest, I feel like you're not from this world. So take me to your planet.
Yes.
Fubar Radio presents
Access All Areas.
I'm just about recovered from the NTAs.
I saw some pictures of you with Richard Madden.
Dickie was very excited about his award, obviously, and seemed to take an interest in my dress. I said, "You're going to do Bond?" And he looked at me and went, "What do you think?" I said, "I think you should." He went, "Thank you." So do I. And he just was having a great time, wanted to know where the next party was, asked for my number. There you go.
So you swapped numbers with Richard Madden?
I've got his number if you wish, but I wouldn't give it, obviously.
He just split with his girlfriend, just putting that out in the universe.
Okay. Every Thursday.
Access All Areas.
From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
To take me home, and I need a shoulder to lay my head upon, and I need some guidance. I won't do this on my own. Just want my head to listen. It's been spinning for far too long. I'm lost in a city. I feel I belong in. I feel like a stranger anymore. My face is not the only one I know. Feel such a strange hope taken over. And it's all I need. Lost on this feeling. And it's all I need. It's just a change in time. And it's all I need.
Off your cool, I've been waiting in the winter time. Drop top falls and springs back in the summertime. My crystal ball, I see everything creeping. See you leaving Cartier wedding rings and dinner in the evening. Fighting over oysters, picture perfect, so deceiving. I'm still the lost boy I used to be dreaming. Hit the vending machine in the courtyard, racks in your sports bra, room service cleaning. Eyes bleeding, sun creeping through the drapes. Crushed buds on the mountaintop, diving in the lake. Love ended with the summer. Funny how we turn a beamer to a bummer anyway, eh?
And it's all I need. Lost on the sleeping. And it's all I need.
FUBAR Radio presents
Callum McSwiggan.
Today, I am joined by The Real Brunch. Hello, guys.
Hi, Callum.
Hey. I'm so excited.
The person you've been seeing for 3 months has their 21st birthday next week.
Aww.
Invites have been sent out for their party, but you did not get one.
Well, that would mean that they'd be 9 years younger than Martin.
I'm dating a 21-year-old.
You're like, I'm staying with
I'm
them.
I'm such a cougar.
It wasn't a 21st birthday, but I had a birthday a couple of years ago, and I threw a big party, and I invited the guy I'd been on one date to that, you know? So I feel like you...
I feel like that's a little needy.
Every Wednesday.
Come on, McSwiggan.
From 6pm.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back, Splurge Boys.
Hi.
Now, I need more energy than that. Come on.
Have we started?
Yeah, we've started. This is real life now.
What's going on out there?
T, you came straight from the gym because you forgot you were coming.
Yeah, this is true.
But I want to give you 15 out of 10 for the fact that you managed to turn up. Because even though you forgot it was happening, you're still here. You're in your gym gear, ready to pump some iron.
He needs 15 out of 10 for turning up, to be fair. It's a strong effort for him. Yeah, for real. And I went in at the gym today, something incredible.
And what did you do?
I absolutely blitzed it.
In what way? What were you? Were you pump? Were you deadlifting? Were you squatting?
You know, I just did it today. I did a bit of cardio, a bit of chest, and then I this is all lies. I actually went there and did a lot of scrolling on my phone today.
Oh, okay.
It was one of them ones.
Good Instagram stuff on.
You know what, sometimes the gym is the place to just check everything out, you know what I mean?
I watch RuPaul's Drag Race when I'm in the gym.
Do you?
Yeah, just full episodes.
Yeah.
Treadmill.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Sick. Yeah, takes your mind off it. You just watch a full program and then you've done like 40 minutes of exercise.
I do a bit of Joe Rogan.
Oh, nice. You like comedians?
Nah, it's podcast.
Oh, I don't know. You keep saying names of people that I don't know.
Yeah, we thought you was like, you
in
know,
the Konoha.
In the Konoha.
No, I'm really stupid. Did you get that from the freestyle that I did last time you guys came?
No, that
came
was
in?
Lit.
Was it lit?
That was actually lit.
When you posted that, I was at a shoot.
It actually took us like 3-4 months to bring ourselves to be able to freestyle again after.
Really?
Mm.
It was a lot of pressure.
It was a lot of pressure.
Guys, I didn't mean to do that to you. I'm so sorry.
You just got to be careful. Because you just don't know. You got to be careful with them lyrics you got over there.
But I just try and be low-key because a lot of people put a lot of pressure on me to perform all the time, and I'm just like, I'm trying to live my life, you know. That's not my passion, it's just something I'm really good at by natural selection.
Sometimes it's
just your time,
gift and a curse, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the Family remix, where was my invitation?
Well, we suggested it and everyone was like nah,
because they were embarrassed. JME was embarrassed.
They were just like, yeah, we saw the freestyle and you know we got a shine as well, so it's a no. It was that blip.
Who
that
said blunt. It? Who said that
everyone,
specifically? Just
everyone.
All of them.
We suggested it and literally we was inundated with calls about how good you are and how dangerous it is to put you on a track with anyone for their career. Crazy.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that, guys.
That's all right. Just next time, go easy on us.
Well, I can't like lower myself to your level all the time in terms of
no, but just maybe
lyrical.
Once every now and again if you could.
But lyrically, like, it's just my passion. So, you know, what can I do? What can I say?
Lit.
Chill and Bill EP2 is out this Friday. How are you feeling?
Excited.
Tomorrow.
Yes, it's Thursday today, babe. All day.
I know, all day.
Crazy, isn't
it? So it's out at midnight tonight, right?
Yeah.
We've been planning it since the beginning of the year, and it's come real quick, this date.
Is that a sort of...
creeped up real quick.
Too quick.
Never too quick. Exciting, but quick. You just turn around and you're like, what? It's April the 5th already.
Yeah. And it's not so chill.
Not so chill.
What have you done to amp it up this time? What's amping the not so chill levels?
You know what? It's just been a fun time. Like, so it hasn't been... There's been a lot of chilling, but a lot of billing as well.
Yeah.
So it's definitely got... It's definitely a vibe. But there's so much as well coming this year that it's going to be...
Oh, so this is just the tip of the iceberg.
This is a tip.
This is just to break it in.
Jesus. Are you going to do an album? Are you going to do a bigger project? What's the plan? I mean, not that I even want
to
know because I haven't
That's
even
what
had
about
this
to
one
say,
yet.
You're just going to have to just wait, get them tracks tomorrow, have a listen.
Is there anything that you can kind of hint at us about what to expect from the vibe? Is there any features that you can tell us that are on there, or is there going to be features that, you know, that we can't find out now, but maybe we're going to know?
All you need to know is that the world is a better place tomorrow.
When we've listened to 35 minutes and 54 seconds of your new EP.
Exactly that.
Literally exactly on that amount dot. Of time.
On the dot.
Was
well,
there...
not factoring rewinds and jackals.
Oh, have you not?
No.
Well, that's kind of...
Yeah.
But that's just that...
No one plays it straight through.
Yeah.
You're never going to get past the first tune.
Yeah, but really. Now, you know, you've said it's 35 minutes 54. You should have probably... putting a bit of time
with
for a couple
time,
of
yeah we should have put yeah. a disclaimer in there but we
you
didn't.
Should have put an asterisk at the bottom and been like, obviously bear in mind that this does not include, and then the
jackals,
list of
yeah. You're right, we might have to review that.
I think you should review it, maybe speak to some, you know, management and really
we could, they
switch
could,
up the artwork quickly.
Yeah,
I probably sue us for that, innit?
Well, I'm thinking about suing you, yeah.
Just because people might not make it to work and stuff like that, because
they're rewinding
on their
own.
They're too busy reloading it.
They're reloading on their iPods. You know, I'm talking about 2004, like, you know, click, click, click backs. You know,
what about all the people that are going to have, like, mess up their hands in it from trying to jack it too quick on their phone?
Yeah. You've really...
Yeah, we haven't thought this through.
How are you on Jackhams on the treadmill? How do you get busy with the hands?
So I go... I don't actually use a treadmill. I use...
Cross trainer.
And I go backwards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Checkers, yeah?
Yeah. That's how I sort of...
Just to keep them guessing. Yeah.
That's like my physical embodiment of what people are going to be doing to your record, is when I go backwards, you know, shit's fucking kicking off.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit like that, to be fair. It really is.
What are you doing to celebrate the release tomorrow?
Well, I was thinking I might drink champagne for a whole day, and I don't even like champagne, but I was thinking I might just wake up champagne from the start of the day all the way to the end of the day tomorrow.
But you just to be clear, you don't like champagne.
I'm not a fan of champagne.
It's awful stuff.
I love champagne.
I'm actually not a fan of it. It works though.
No.
In what sense?
As in, it gets you there.
Oh, okay.
But
it gets you there quite quick, so I don't know how much of the day you're going to last.
I reckon I can last. I reckon I got it in me.
We'll see.
I hate champagne.
You won't be having any champagne.
I might mix it with a few things.
What? You can't mix champagne?
I believe you can. What's the one when you mix it with orange juice? That's got a name.
Oh, yeah.
That's Buck's Fizz.
Yeah,
man.
Buck's Fizz.
Is that Buck's Fizz?
It's kind of for...
And there's another one, Saturn Royale.
Kia Royale. Okay, Royale. Actually, you do know quite a lot about champagne.
That's because I've got to mix the crap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I might annoy people and buy an expensive one and just put Red Bull in it.
Excuse me?
I know that will annoy a few people.
That would upset me deeply. Yeah. I once went to Mahiki when I was a young girl, and I was a table...
Hopefully not too young.
Yeah, no, it was too young. There was a table of very rich men who one of which said to me, I'm going to show you how to spend $5,000 in an hour. And I was like, I'm going to show you how I can waste your money really fast. So I poured Grey Goose vodka into Dom Perignon champagne, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, but that's...
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's a good mixer.
Yeah, well, it's disgusting, but I just wanted to show how I could waste.
Did you drink it?
I shotted it and then was sick. So is that drinking it? I don't know, because it was gone straight away.
Yeah, you drank it. You just didn't
champagne
retain
and vodka,
it.
That makes all kinds of sense. Now you're speaking, man.
I mean, if I'm in a club, that's what I would tend to do anyway. Yeah. I would tend to put vodka in the champagne. Otherwise, you're just drinking
a load of champagne, vodka.
Okay.
Yeah, there is a lyric like that, actually. I can't remember it, but I've definitely got one that starts like that.
Well, I don't want to try and start spitting right now.
Yeah, I know, I've been working on it for you. So you don't want that smoke.
Well, I don't want to embarrass you if that's... Match Fit is actually your latest single.
Yeah.
Featuring Poets Corner. I know nothing about football. What can you teach me about football that I can't learn from Match Fit?
What do you want to know? There's nothing really to know about it.
But do you care about football? Is it like a passion in your lives?
I used to love playing football. I love playing football more than I love watching it.
Oh, okay.
But I do love football, but I'm not one of them people that religiously watch it.
Can you do an ollie? Is that something? No, that's skateboarding, isn't it? A volley, that's it. Can you do a volley?
Yeah, of course.
Can you kick the ball and keep kicking it so it doesn't touch the floor?
Yeah, of course.
Kick up, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I like,
that's the next song, Kick Ups.
I like playing football. Football's lit. Like, I like playing football, but like I said, when it comes to like watching it,
not so much
stuff like that, unless it's a great game.
Blood can't get it free outside his pay a fee. How much? How much do we have to pay?
What do you want?
What
are you looking for, babe?
A multi pack of crisps.
Fiverr.
Yeah, God, so it really does benefit to be in the family then.
Yeah.
Christ.
Yeah, but they are some excellent crisps.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They're like the posh ones you get in Waitrose that have got truffle on them.
Way better.
Oh.
Way better.
Way better than that.
Yeah.
Tell me about the In the Family remix. How did you get all the guys on it? What was the process of the track? Did you start off knowing who you wanted to come on the remix? Was it all very organic?
No, it was really quite organic. Like we was doing some work with LD at the time. We played it to him and then he was like, yeah, he liked it, so he jumped on it. Same with Fecky. And we bumped into JME at I think it was the Denzel Curry show.
Sick.
And he was like, oh yeah, I want to jump on something for you guys. So we thought, yeah, sent that through. And the funny story is that we, like, he took ages and we didn't hear back from him for a bit, because I think he was sorting out all the stuff he's been doing with his project now. He's going around doing the cinema shows.
Yeah.
And literally we submitted the tune and then had an email from Jeremy, like, yeah, here's my verse. I was like,
cool,
sick.
Take that submit down.
Is that how he? Because he is obviously in demand as an artist, but also is quite selective on what he works on. So was it quite exciting when you got that through?
We've worked with him before.
Yeah, but like,
it's just nice to bump into him because he's always busy doing something, and he's like, he's got such a little creative brain. And then when you speak to him, he just goes in depth, takes you on this little journey of his little brain that he's got. And then he's one of the coolest people. Like, it's so safe. It's not an issue. He's just like, send me whatever you want to send me. I want to hear some stuff. I'm in the mood to groove, basically. And then he was like, you know what? Cool, because we got this tune that's just come out and I think you'd sit well on it.
In the mood to groove.
He was but in the mood to
it's
groove.
Like, with, I find that things like that happen in this scene. Like you do something, you forget. And like I was saying, like, we had the tune ready, it was mixed, it was ready to go out. And like, I think it was meant to drop like that Friday, and on like the Wednesday, like, Jeremy sent me his verse. And you're like, in your head, you're just like, sick. But, stress.
Yeah.
Stress, but sick. But in the end, we turned it around. Obviously, our little brother made the beat. Well, he's not little, but younger brother made the beat. Like, so it was like, from start to finish, it was just a sick project. It was like the first beat we jumped on. And then, so the first beat that he made for us, well, it weren't for us, he just showed it to us, and we kind of just took that and ran with it. But like, we managed to put out, like, saying LD, Fecky, Jamie, you know, it's on, like, and like, the reception to it just was been amazing. And it was just a good feeling.
I think, because, you know, I know you guys respect me quite highly as a lyricist.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you that I think lyrically this is a fine piece of work.
Thank you.
That means a lot.
That means a lot. Yeah, I mean, a bit daunting.
What's your standout bar?
This one, Blood Can't Get It Free, Outsiders Pay a Fee.
Yeah, that one's powerful still. It's a powerful line.
Because it took me ages to realise blood in the family blood, blew my mind.
Yeah.
And here I am, mind blown.
What was the other blood?
No, there's only one blood.
Why did it take so long to get it?
No, like the link with blood and family, as in your, like, not just blood, normal blood, like horror story blood. It's like inside your body, the blood that joins us together.
Sharing blood.
Okay. Not blood sharing, because that's quite weird. DNA, exactly. But DNA wouldn't have worked as well. Like DNA can get it free outside. That just isn't.
Yeah, no.
Sounds a bit like.
Blood Can Get It Free. It was this. No, literally, I had the beat on. Came to me. I was like, it's my little brother's beat. My other brother's gonna jump on it. It was a no brainer. I just, it just, it just, it just,
it just flew out. I can't even take responsibility for it.
I'm stack that pee. Keep
I can't even take
family.
Sometimes I don't write the lyrics, they write me.
Yeah, you know, I feel
you've
that.
You've had that before.
Yeah,
really?
Well, for me, it's all written. Just it's like my body just convulses and it's just like lyrics.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I mean, yeah, I have it. Sometimes I just like, you can ask him, I'm like, what happened? And before you know it, whole album's there. I didn't even know.
And you were like mentally like not even there.
I weren't there. I was just like I said, I come back to the world and I'm like, oh, I think I just made a banger. Oh.
There we are. Talking of bangers, there's going to be a whole load of them released tomorrow in the Chill and Bill EP2.
Yeah.
Not So Chill.
There's a couple of nice little joints on there.
Where can people go and get your merch, the Chill and Bill merch?
Chillandbill.com, and that is the only place.
You are repping it.
Yeah,
I am.
If you're on Insta, it's chill.and.bill.
And how does it, like, do you find a lot of people, is it doing well, the merch?
Very well. I've never stepped out of my house wearing it and someone's not come up to me and asked me where I got it from.
Really?
Yeah. Something about just the words chill and bill, whether or not they even know what it means.
They just like the vibe. But that's what you want with merch, isn't it? You want to kind of cross-pollinate and be like, yeah, I'm attracting both people who are our fans and then people who just like the visual element of the merch.
Exactly that. It's in a good space right now, to be fair. And I'm just getting ready to drop the spring-summer.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Taking a foray into the real fashion world. We'll see you on the bloody catwalk soon.
It up, you know what I mean?
Would you do a catwalk?
You could do the catwalk. I'd kick you out in some gear.
Mate, I'll catwalk in Chill and Bill all day. I'm a catwalk queen.
Love it.
Got a strut, yeah?
Yeah. It's real dangerous.
What's the pose at the end?
It's dangerous. You wish you could see it. You know, like people say, what's your sex face? People ask me, like, what's your...
What is it?
What's my sex face? You don't want to see that. No one should have to see that. Just pop a paper bag over the head, you know. No, people want to see my end of the catwalk face.
Yeah, I do.
And it's like, it goes a bit like this. Ready? Yeah. But then you have to do yours. Yeah?
I'm not a catwalker.
Ready? I'm going to do it far and then away. Everyone listening at home, I'm just showing off my catwalk face. Ready?
Whoa.
So it's the flare of the nostrils, but the slightly open mouth
that
and
like
a tongue.
A blue steel, isn't it?
That was intense.
Blue but steel. Like flare the nostrils, get the tongue like it's slightly like falling out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Like it's accidental.
Is it on lock?
Like that was a bit more tongue than I'd originally imagined. But listen, I go with what comes naturally to me.
Word.
Can you show me what you'd like to like kind of represent you at the end of the runway?
I think I'd probably just do the quite conventional one where you don't give
go on,
it, you
do
don't
it.
Give anything
just do
away.
It. Just feel it.
Powerful.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Was that in the camera as well?
I think so, yeah. It was, yeah.
Britain's Next Top Model. I'm just orchestrating the catwalk, to be
no,
fair.
No. Like, to be fair, you can't actually come in here and not do it. So don't... Because it's like, I will
I'm
spit
just so
to
busy
you.
Just trying to make sure the clothes are right and the fits are nice.
Just do a little pout for me. Little pout. Little pout into the camera.
He's a serial pouter anyway, so... Yeah,
I just can't pout.
Just check out his Instagram.
You lot think I surmise all the time when I take pictures, but I don't.
Did you say surmise or smize?
Smize.
I thought you said surmise. That's something totally different.
What's surmise then?
The surmising is like me saying, I'm going to surmise this conversation. It's been quite weird.
So what's smizing?
Is that smizing is when you smile with your eyes.
Bruh.
Show us.
Mind blown.
Show us a smize.
This is natural smize.
You're just smiling. That's different.
Yeah, I know. But with my eyes.
And your mouth. Beautiful. Beautiful. Guys, I'm very excited for the EP tomorrow. And also for what it looks like going to be a very exciting year for you guys.
Yeah, no, it's going to be intense. It's going to be a sick year. And obviously, thank you for the support. And
you're welcome. Make sure you come back. Maybe we can do some more freestyles.
Yeah, maybe you should come to the studio.
I would really like to. I'm also going into the studio with Dr. Vades as well.
Yeah.
So you need to get on the list because quite a few people who want me there.
Well, obviously, I mean, if you can fit us in at some point, that would just be, you know.
Yeah, well,
be,
like, just.
Be amazing.
I'll link you with my manager.
Out or anything,
I'll link you with my manager because obviously I'm quite busy, so I can't reply to stuff, but.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Guess like that.
You know, I'll send you something. I don't know if
it
I'm free.
Like
guys, honestly, so lovely to see you again. We're going to play Match Fit, your brand new single.
Thank you, baby.
Can you introduce it for me, boys?
Yes, this is Match Fit Splurge Boys featuring Poet from Vibber off the Chill and Bill 2 LP out tomorrow, 5th of April. Boom.
Yeah. Match fit, jump on the field and score hat trick. Made the opposition change tactics. The way that I flex the car, match it. Ooh, baby, get ratchet. What's your name? Sorry, didn't catch it. Amsterdam smoking on an ash spliff. Who's got the letter or a matchstick?
Hey. Yeah. Match fit checkers, haters come lob over, crossover steppers. Yeah. Crev turn anytime I run into the biggest. Yeah. Still won't believe that I'm a side, not a BF. Yeah. Still on the fence when it comes to them, man. Keep my Lingard up and keep my eye out for scams. One Gmail, I know how to filter the spam, and my junk mail is RAM. That's a handshake to you, but to me, that's a scan. I'm a match fit player, quick on the ball, got peripheral vision. Yeah. See a run, make quick decisions. Yeah. This ain't a game, nah, this my religion. Yeah. In the jeans, me and my bro are fiends when it comes to the dreams and the schemes in the Champions League with the team. El Capo in a field full of green on a all herb diet, that's how I stay lean.
Match fit, jump on the field and score hat trick. Made the opposition change tactics. The way that I flex the car, match it. Ooh, baby, get ratchet. What's your name? Sorry, didn't catch it. Amsterdam smoking on an ash spliff. Who's got the letter or a matchstick?
Yeah.
Head in the clouds, all my need is the loud. Fuck clout, you can keep that ting. Man, don't need that ting. Bear man, one chase, and I pre that ting. My friends own that, cause she a idiot. Never been a mug, too much ego, can't be a bug. Stay trapping these beats like a drug. Skanking, middle of the floor, turn up. Way too much weight in my cup. My ting, how you do, baby boo? Get down, let me see what you do. Let me come round, I got something for you. Says she won't do that too. Oh, for true, come true. Ay. When you go, then man, stay close. Ay. When that goes, say man, go ghost. Ay. Go true red like Fredo, do toast. Man, don't hit the post. Wouldn't wanna be on goal when I match fit.
Bellerin, I love a female. These girls hold her lovables. Check the detail. Meanwhile, I'm in D now. She thinks I'll arrange her for a free trial. So the gal I'm all applaud, cause I hit the bar squad. So the real out on my lord, my Kalele almost blocked. The bar is running, I ain't even giving reins today. But out of 10, baby, I'm 10 out of 10. You see, that's W. Let her off the motherfucking V, but they can't W. Yeah, we at the hotel suite, that's the W. And I'm the man of the city. If you want company, you should come with me. Get some alcohol, some rum for me. Grab your son, you can come to tea. But I ain't signing shit unless you come for free. And you can't chill with me unless you
Match fit, jump on the field and score hat trick. Made the opposition change tactics. The way that I flex the car, match it. Ooh, baby, get ratchet. What's your name? Sorry, didn't catch it. Amsterdam smoking on an ash spliff. Who's got the letter or a matchstick?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
Fought up my bail, living in jail. Now I'm in hell, living in jail. I will not tell, this is not tell, I don't know tell. For my CEO, for my PO, they stiff and blow. For my CEO, for my PO, they stiff and blow. Mr. Batman, put your gun down. Mr. Batman, this is my town. Mr. Batman, put your gun down. Mr. Batman, this is my town.
You ain't rapping for no squad, you ain't gang, nigga. You ain't bang for your squad, you ain't gang, nigga. What you rapping, what you saying, who you claiming, nigga? Fuck,
nigga.
Sold your soul for some fame, nigga. You a fronter, you a stunner, you ain't even got no gunners. You want beef, you want war, you ain't even got no lawyers. I stay fresh to the death, niggas know I pop some collars. That's your girl, she see me, all this ice, she tryna holler. I keep the J's, they on me, yeah. I slap your brains in the street, yeah. I play the game, it ain't free, yeah. I've got a 40, it's on me.
Mr. Batman, put your gun down. Mr. Batman, this is my town. Mr. Batman, put your gun down. Mr. Batman, this is my town.
Big Mac, big mashing, big mashing, gig smashing, gig smashing,
Big smashing, big bag, big cashing. Few money earners, come through with the burners. I come through with a madman. There'd be too many murders. I've been watching the whole rap game. I got too many nervous. I roll over the gerbils. I came through in a German.
Mr. Batman, Mr. Batman, I'm with not nice, man, a Batman.
Just like that,
yeah, yeah.
Just like that,
like that.
Gangsta party,
yeah.
Just like Pat. Friend, who's a foe? Oh, he's my bro. Go do the show. No, he's a hoe. What's that? What's that?
What's that?
There's no texting. No, what's that?
Mr. Batman, put your gun down. Mr. Batman, this is my town. Mr. Batman, put your gun down. Mr. Batman, this is my town.
I keep the J's, they on me, yes. I slap your brains in the street, yeah. I play the game, it ain't free. I've got a 40, it's on me.
Mr. Batman, put your gun down. Mr. Batman, this is my town. Mr. Batman, put your gun down.
Back and not nice, my town.
This is my town.
Featuring Giggs. Azariah Hope is here.
Hey.
How are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Now, this is quite a weird story how we met, isn't it? Because I was at the cinema and we like bumped into each other, and I learned that what you do for don't worry, I do it all the time. What you do for a job? You're a sign language interpreter.
Yes.
Now,
artist.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you started just as a sign, and you did it for businesses,
schools, other children, like kids that have SEN needs, and then I started teaching it to adults.
Yeah.
I was about 18.
Wow.
19, and then in a little community hall where I used to live.
Pull the mic closer to you, babe.
That better?
Yeah, that's better.
In a community hall where I used to live. And then after, thanks to Vicky for that, because she gave me the hall and stuff, and then I started teaching adults. And then I left and I went to Jamaica, and I started working with the deaf children over there for about 2 months, something like that. And then I came back and I was like, I'm done with sign language.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, I'm done. I can't be. It's nothing. There was nothing giving me that. I'm very passionate. And if I can't be passionate with my job, I'm not doing it. So, and then I was like, okay. Take a deep breath, step back, you got this. So I went back in and I was just like, I need to help children. And even if they're adults as well, somebody needs help. And not many people can sign and go out there to sign.
Hardly anybody.
Yeah.
Like in terms of the general population, it is a small amount.
Literally, like it's crazy. There's only myself and two other people that I know in Southeast London that can physically sign and have gone out there to learn to sign,
because it is something that is just helping other people.
Yeah, 100%.
And you have a personal attachment to signing, don't you? As I think probably a lot of people do. Tell us a little bit about that.
My nephew, he has Down syndrome. He's got glue ear as well, but he.
And what's that for those who might not know?
Glue ear is kind. It sounds like he's underwater.
Okay.
So it can be cured. He can speak, but sign language, it helps with his communication.
Yeah, it's just good to have both.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. And he's 13 now. So when he was born, and then obviously I'm getting older, and I'm like, this would be really dope to kind of communicate with him and communicate with other people. And then, yeah, so here I am today.
And then you started to go, you kind of wanted to move and work in the music industry, and you started signing for grime, drill, rap, R&B, bashment.
All of that. And that was only last year.
Yeah, so tell me about that transition. When did you realise, oh, nobody really signs for music?
But I was watching, do you know that song, oh God, Pistol by Giggs?
Oh, yeah. R&A.
And I thought to myself, wow, this will be hard in sign language.
Yeah.
And then I started listening to JLS. And I love JLS. And I was like, Mum, watch me sign Everybody in Love. And she was like, okay, do it. And then I did it. And then my friend, Joanne, we just started going back and forth, videoing it here and then. And I was like, okay, let's pull out the first one. And she's like, what song should it be? I said, Cardi B, Best Life.
Yeah.
And I think I nailed it.
Yeah, you did.
So, and then after that, and I saw, hold on, I got a buzz. Okay, cool. Let's get into it. And the last one I did was a performance. I did Gun Lean and Dig That.
Gun Lean's a good one because it's such a cult classic, yes, right now. Everyone, yes, obviously because of the dance routine and everything.
Yes, yes. And it's a complete opposite dance inside.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, yeah, so it's great. I love it. I love the fact that we can, deaf people message me and they're like, you're like, this is amazing. Don't get me wrong, every time I sign, I get better and better and better, because signing with music, it's a whole different story than...
Well, because it's a lot faster,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, yes, exactly. And there's certain words that you've got to turn, you can't use, so you have to, you know, there's, it's hard. It's,
well, because I guess there's colloquialisms and stuff in grime that you kind of need to, yeah.
You can't say it. So instead of saying something else, I would say boy, you know, or instead of saying... did it, I'll say girl. It's just, yeah, it's crazy, but it's fun. It's really fun. It takes me about an hour every day to kind of go through lyrics, turn them around.
Do you take the naughty words out?
Sometimes. Most of the time. Just because I feel like, as a young female, there's a lot of other females looking at me that are on their way up.
Yeah.
And whether that be in music, whether they want to be makeup artists, whatever it is they want to be, I want to have a good example.
Yeah.
And take away from the fact that not everything's got to have swear words in it,
right?
You know,
so, yeah, totally, yeah. But is there because I actually I'm really interested in sign language, but I know nothing about it on a physical perspective. Is there signs for swear words, like
of course you've got,
you can say,
you can swear and you've got bitch, which is that, you've got
what's bitch. I kind of like that,
yeah,
because that's cute. Very like, yeah. I'm telling you, you're a bitch.
Yeah. So
actually incredible.
Yeah. It is. It's such a... It's only until someone else notices it and I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm kind of... Okay, cool. I'm good.
But, and I only noticed... We only started talking about it because I was talking about your nails.
Yes.
So
yes,
you've got great... Show the camera your nails.
Hi,
you've got
guys,
great nails. No, they look beautiful. But you said it was actually really useful to have long and very kind of... In a way,
so
like, you know, eye-catching colours and diamonds and, like, shine to them because of signing.
Yes, 100%. Because when people look at me, I'm a black woman. They don't see sign language. They just see... They could see hair and beauty. They could see anything else, which is great, but they don't see sign language. And
that's interesting. What makes you say that?
Because coming from... There's not many black people in... that industry of, or that line of work, and unfortunately it's sad because I'd love there to be more people in there, but that's where I come in and I change the face of sign language. So somebody that's got a grime video coming up, they can know, okay, I can't sign, but there's someone else that can sign, and get everybody involved, you know. So it's not just about me being able to sign. You can get involved, everyone can get involved, and just change the face of sign language.
And promoting, I guess, sign language is something that we can all...
100%.
Even the basics take part in.
Even the basics. The basics are so much... If you can't say something in sign, you can spell it.
Yeah, yes, because you can learn the alphabet.
You can learn the alphabet. So even if that deaf person is in a real problem, a real issue, even if you don't know how to physically use that sign for that word or whatever case may be, you can fingerspell it easy.
Yeah.
So it's, again, as a female and as a black woman, I have to make a, I don't want to be statistical, and I don't want to do the statistical thing, and I don't want to do the thing that everybody knows of a young black female from Southeast London. Let me do something different. Let me show someone that you can do the whole fame and fortune and stuff, but you can do it with morals and dignity. So
I feel like it's a really exciting thing because it's something that whenever I see it on TV and stuff, it's always really impressive because it has started to become bigger where artists will have a sign person at their live shows. But I would love to start seeing it, like you say, because obviously in grime at the moment, the videos are so important. It'd be cool to see you feature in the videos, you know?
Yes, literally. Every time I look at a video and I think, you know that, what's his name? I think it's Russ. Yeah, he's got a competition to do with Keisha and Becky, the song that he's got out.
Yeah.
And a creative one. And I was like, that would be so dope if I did it. But then not everyone kind of sees that art through it, through the art through sign language. You know what I mean? So it's kind of hard for me to just... that confidence part there, I'm just kind of building every day, building. I'm like, should I do it? Should I not? But I think it would be amazing, especially in a video like that where there's so much going on, and to see somebody in the corner just signing, it's, you open doors, you open so much doors for so many people, people that are hard of hearing, people that are completely profoundly deaf.
Yeah.
Many, many people. So,
because there's a lot of different ways to experience music. Because I know some profoundly deaf people go. I know recently there's a boy who's the first ever DJ,
yes,
sign
yes,
language
yes,
DJ, yes, which I yes. saw for yes, kids, which yes. was like the sweetest thing I've ever yes, seen. He yes. goes and he signs all of the songs, which, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Which is again another groundbreaking thing that's happening, mm-hmm, and I think it's mm-hmm. really exciting. That you're kind of doing it in a different realm. Thank like you're you. Kind of doing it for adults.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Which is important and too.
Yeah, I want people to feel a part of something. I want them to feel like, yeah, I can get into this as well, and you can get into it. Anyone can get into it. When I'm signing, the other day I was on the high street and I was signing and my nephew was with me and I'm signing to the guy and he's standing there and he's going... But he doesn't know what he's saying, but it's just the fact that it's easy for children to pick up. So
yes.
It's easy for children
was
to pick up.
Was it a little...
My nephew, he's only three. And oh. the man I was talking to, obviously, was a grown man. So
oh,
he was...
Oh, and he was just copying you both.
It was so nice to see. And I thought, imagine he actually was learning that from nursery all the way to secondary well, they school.
Because, I mean, the way people learn language is, if you do it, the earlier you do it, the easier
the
it is.
It is. And the easier it is, and you're more fluent in it as well. So I just want to change the face of sign language.
And how much harder would you say grime is, or easier than other music?
I connect with grime.
Or urban music in general.
Period. Yeah, I think I connect with grime because I love grime music, especially, mm-hmm, obviously UK grime is my favourite type of music. So I connect with it easier, so I can change that and do that and, you know, like alter that. But with something like a slower song, like an R&B song,
slow jams.
It's so hard. It's
oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, this is boring. Like,
oh, I see.
I need something. I like when I'm signing, I want to dance. I want to.
So
know,
actually, you
it.
Like it when it's harder?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, so it's harder when it's easier for you?
Yes, literally.
Okay. Yeah. And who's the dream artist that you would sign for right now in the grime industry?
Ooh. Do you know what? I'll be honest with you, Tion Lane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What song? Is there a specific song?
No. Just in general. I just like the way he pronounces his words. It's not muffled. It's smooth. I love the way he's as an artist, I love the way he is. So it would be Tion Lane and probably Cardi, because that's it.
That's how you started, in a way, because
exactly.
That's the one of the first videos you
exactly,
put out.
Exactly. And Ray Black. I'd love to work with Ray Black. I think I've signed like 4 of her songs or something crazy like that. Yeah,
she's a lovely she's been on the show before.
Oh, wow.
And she's a very lovely girl.
I feel like our spirits have connected, but they're just not connected physically yet.
Okay, so. Well, let's make this happen.
Yes.
Azariah Hope, Ray
yes.
Black.
Yes,
let's get this happening,
because
I feel like it's something that she would be, if she knew about it, because she's very like, I know she gets involved in like female empowerment. Yeah, mm-hmm. And charity, because I actually met her properly at a mm-hmm. female kind of music event. And I'm gonna try and make that happen, babes.
She's amazing. Thank you. She's brought me, her music brought me out of places that I never knew it could bring me out of. So I'd love to work with Ray Black.
That's so lovely. And I just, the reason I wanted to get you on the show is because I really am inspired by what you're doing. And when we met, I thought, I just wanted to promote the fact that you're doing something so wonderful for humanity. So thanks. No, thank you. And I'm really...
No, thank you for having me on the show. Like, I'm so nervous.
No!
But I'm so comfortable at the same time.
Well, I was going to say, because when I met you, I was saying to my producers, you were so confident and cool and nice. I was like, I've got to get her on.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the song. Is this, did you pick?
Yes, this song is my brother's song.
Is
my
it?
Both of my brother's songs, yeah. And
so you come from a musical family then?
Yes. And he's very talented and he doesn't know his song is going to be played today.
Oh my gosh!
So only one of them know. So yes, his song will be played today. So it's just, and he's getting married next month as well. So
congratulations to him.
Exactly.
So well, here's a big surprise.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
We'll keep in touch.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward. Oh, tell everyone where they can find you on socials.
I am on Instagram at Azaria, AZARIAH, sign SIGNN. On Instagram.
That's perfect. It. Everyone go down and find Azaria, because I think it's really important that we all and post and share her stuff, please.
Please.
Can you introduce your bro's song for me then?
Yes, this is Abner and feature Oli Boy Sounds Nice.
I'll come and pick you up this evening, it's nothing. Wear that black dress with them heels, you look stunning. And I'm just saying, I believe in you stunting. Your ex had a buzz, but you got a spark dealing with your current. Plus, I heard this is the season for cuffing, and we can take our time, ain't no reason to rush it. Cause heartbreak isn't easy to forget. Plus, you're trying to keep your numbers low, it's deeper than just sex. And of course, we're friends, we can chill if I come over. But I'm gonna try to shoot my shot like a gun owner. And if I hit, at least you know that it was done sober. Cause you don't wanna wake up in the morning hungover. Yeah, so cleanse your mind, body, soul. I'm just here to help with your shine. I watch you glow. Yeah, let's catch a vibe and couple jokes. And you can tell me everything. Let's try to make the most of this.
I wish that you knew how beautiful you are. You're one in a million. You give me a feeling. I now know the meaning of true love.
Seems like I'm an upgrade. Apologizing to you girls, I got you waking up late. And of course the miserable one's gonna roll her eyes like, what's so special about him anyways, for fuck's sake. Ask her if she left her manners at home. And when it comes to business, she should manage her own. Yeah. Cause with all due respect, when you were going through it all, she was calling you a mess. And now you're happy and it shows it. Nice for what? To these niggas, you don't owe shit. Do you, you're doing dope, sis. I just wanna make us couple goals for the culture. Visionary leaders, that's the focus. Yeah. It sounds nice, don't it? Me and you together, it's the right moment. And if it isn't, and we both end up regretting, then your next better know I lost a blessing. Yeah.
I wish that you knew how beautiful you are. You're one in a million. You give me a feeling. I now know the meaning of true love.
Oh. I don't wanna miss this and mess up. Stepped all over before, it's time somebody stepped up. Yeah, I don't wanna miss this and mess up. Stepped all over before, it's time somebody steps up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't wanna miss this and mess up. Stepped all over before, it's time somebody steps up. Yeah, I don't wanna miss this and mess up. Stepped all over before, it's time somebody steps up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't wanna miss this and mess up. Stepped all over before, it's time somebody steps up. Yeah, I don't wanna miss this and mess up. Stepped all over before, it's time somebody steps up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't wanna miss this and mess up. Stepped all over before, it's time somebody steps up. Yeah, I don't wanna miss this and mess up. Stepped all over before, it's time somebody steps up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wish that you knew how beautiful you are. You're one in a million. You give me a feeling. I now know the meaning of true love.
Adi Suleiman.
Hello, hello. How's it going?
We were just. I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Really good.
Actually. We were just working out how you recognise me, because I think I know we did an interview, but it was ages ago.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember when, but I know that I've met you, but I was, you know, one of them
we've
things
got
you're
that
like,
spiritual,
have we met?
We've got a spiritual connection, that's what
have
it is.
We met before, like, where was it?
How are you? How's things?
I'm good.
Busy right now?
Yeah, it's really busy. I've just finished my European tour, so I got back beginning of this week, and then there's a couple more shows to do, and then I'll be less busy and can just focus again on writing. But it's been
Give yourself a break though, babe. You've literally just like had a crazy couple of months. So.
Yeah, I've got a couple of days off. I'm going to Bristol randomly to I got a little Airbnb out there just to chill for a bit.
Oh,
get some
cute.
Headspace.
Why
yeah.
Bristol?
You know what it is, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was getting like really excited. I thought, oh, I'll go away. I'll go like, you know, Bali, or I could go to Cuba.
Bali or Bristol.
And then when it just came down to finance, innit, I just thought, you know what? Because when you go that far away, like...
Everything is so expensive.
Yeah,
it's also, not just those, you know...
You want to go for a long time as well. You don't want to go for like a week. Like if I was travelling that far, I'd want to go minimum 2 weeks. So then I thought, that's going to rack up. And then, yeah, I think I was brainstorming with my little sister because she did a bit of travelling and she was getting well excited about all these places. And then... She messaged me, she's like, so where did you end up going in the end? And I was like, Bristol. And, yeah, a bit of a...
Bristol's really nice, though.
That's the thing, like... And
you can do a graffiti tour.
Yeah, exactly.
I've genuinely done one of those. It was very boring. Don't do it.
But it seems like a good city. Like, I did a show there on tour, and there's always just, like, a good crowd of people and, like, vibe of people. So I've never spent time there, so I thought, you know, if I do get time, it'd be good to go there and chill and
I feel
look
like
around a bit.
You'll, the thing that will be nice is just going for a beer and just chilling and it not being like, you know, you can. It's literally, I quite like city breaks and like UK, just going away from home.
Same. No, I'm the same. It's good. I think also because I thought like if I do get inspired, I'm obviously going to take my guitar. I thought, you know, I don't want to be, if I go far away, I don't want to be sat inside playing my guitar all day. Whereas in Bristol, if something comes, I could, you know, I could probably sit in the Airbnb and not feel like I'm missing out on, you know, whatever else is going on.
How all the graffiti tours that you could be doing? You can
exactly.
Just... But tell me, genuinely, how often does that happen?
What's that?
When you're
graffiti
sitting...
Graffiti tours.
Yeah, how often do you go on graffiti tours?
No. Sorry, what was the question on tour?
How often are you at home and you just go, oh, shit, I need to get my guitar out right now because I've got a...
Yeah, I mean, it happens quite a lot.
Yeah.
It happens quite a lot, yeah. It's...
Have you got, like... Well, I know for a fact you've got a heavy voice note...
Yeah,
section on your phone.
Oi, it is, I mean, yeah. I mean, to be fair, my phone and my laptop stress me out because there's, like, thousands and thousands of ideas, but I'm so badly organised that I don't know where to find them all. So sometimes I'll be thinking, I'll be like, where can I find that song? And sometimes I would, like, send it to a mate somewhere, so I, like, search it.
It's
in my
weird
WhatsApp,
how we can do that, isn't it, as well? Because it's, like, every move you make is catalogued.
But... Yeah, exactly. And also, like, even if you're not feeling it, like, any time I sing... Like, I'll always record, just in case something magical comes out. But then, like, if it's, like, not good, I won't delete it. Do you know what I mean? So if afterwards I'm thinking, oh, it's not great, I should just get used to, like, throwing the idea away. But I always think, you know, you could use it for this, or it could be an interlude. So, my phone is rammed. But I'm happy because I just got the new iPhone with a bit more space. So I'm very, I'm chuffed because...
Baller.
Yeah.
That's why you bloody can't afford to go... To Bali.
I'm actually well happy with my phone because I had an iPhone 6 for time.
What?
And I was getting ripped off. So now I've got the iPhone X, and I just feel well happy about it because I got a nice deal on it as well.
A lot of musicians were going going mad because something changed with the voice notes, and it changed like the name of how they're saved.
Yeah.
Did this affect you? Because I know that it was like
there was something annoying about it, but. I've now got used to it. Like, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
They used to do, like, the location. So it's now the location. They've saved it as a location.
But if
before,
you do it all at home, it's like, oh, shit, I can't tell which is which.
Yeah, you've got, like, thousands of ideas in the same place. But, I mean, to be fair, I've got used to labelling them now. So I do label them.
You're a good boy.
Yeah, I've learnt.
And now are you going to start, deleting, or do you think you'll just keep...
I will when I start flicking through them, yeah, because before I start any project, or even to write a song, if... something hasn't come or I'm not jamming on the guitar, then it is the voice notes that I start through, and I just start flicking through and deleting a lot. But yeah, I don't know. I need to I'm not very organised, so I need to figure out how to like sort out.
Compress them all.
Yeah, because even this is another thing is when I'm writing a song, I'll like record the verse that I'm like practice writing, and because I might chop and change it. So then like I'll have like, you know, 50 voice notes of the same song, of the same verse. Do you know what I mean? And like, I need to start deleting them. But because I think until the song's finished, I don't usually delete them. And then I get even more gassed because sometimes I think, oh, what if someone might want to use it for a documentary one day or like talking about that song? So I like store all the stuff in it because you never know.
You should. Like, you it's know, like so. Diaries though.
Yeah,
you
is.
Wouldn't
it's
throw
like
away
diary,
your
yeah.
diary, and it's a 21st century diary that you is you.
Yeah. And also, it's, you know, sometimes it's nice. Like, sometimes I've stumbled across stuff and I thought, oh, it was interesting just for me to think, this is how the song started. Do you know what I mean? I remember when I had this verse. And so, it's like you said, it's like a diary. It's personal as well for me, but...
It's also quite weird sometimes,
right? It
would
be nice
to
be more organised.
Is it quite weird sometimes?
When you listen back to stuff?
Well, my voice notes are only weird because I'm not a musician.
So what do you voice note?
So sometimes I do voiceovers and they'll go, oh, can you just send over the like a practice?
Yeah.
So it's like me going, Ocado. Ocado is really fresh. And it's like the shit, because I'm not very good at it. And it's just loads of versions of me and also things that I don't mean to record.
Yeah,
that
right.
happens a lot.
Right.
A lot.
Like a pocket dial.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, the worst one's when you leave a voice message, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Especially if you've been,
dangerous.
I always prang out.
So whenever you're talking about something and you go to your phone, you'll be like, don't check!
I always do that. I'll be with my mates, you know, about to tell a story or whatnot. But let me just check my phone's not on.
Some kind of hot celeb goss that you got. So a bit of an exciting day today, isn't it? Because it's one day before. Well, it's the precursor.
Oh, yeah.
Thoughts and Moments is out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's out tonight, midnight.
Yeah, it's weird. I always say tomorrow, but it is midnight tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is tomorrow, but it's kind of sooner than we think.
No, yeah, it is exciting. I'd like kind of dip in and out of knowing when stuff's getting released and stuff. But yeah, it's going out tonight, my new mixtape, Thoughts and Moments, which is, yeah, really exciting because not really anyone, even people close to me, have heard it. Like you, on the first record, I played a lot of stuff to kind of friends and family to kind of get some feedback because I was bare nervous. And with this one, I've just been more relaxed about it. And people in my band were like, when can we hear the mixtape? And I was like, you know what, just wait, like it's coming out in like 3 days.
So, I love that. Not even your band have heard it.
Yeah, because I don't have the link. The link is somewhere like hidden in my emails. And again, it's not like stored somewhere proper. So
it sounds really funny.
It'll take me time to like try find it.
You can't even, it's so funny that an artist, because it's so true in the world that you're living in, it's like there's so much going on, but it is quite ironic that you haven't even got access to your own mixtape.
No, it is there. It's just like, it'll be long to find it. Like, I was going to find it, I'd probably just message my management or someone on the team, be like, can you send us the link to my own project, please? Because I don't know what to search. If I search, you know, like link to like mixtape link, there's probably going to be about a load of emails that are still going to come up. So
ones that you probably haven't even read yet as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the mixtape itself, because it's a mixtape for one.
Yeah.
It's not an album. It's not an EP. It's a mixtape.
Yeah.
I almost don't like to ask this question because it's personal and it's a bit annoying, but I do want to know what made you release a mixtape over anything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting because I'm not really, I don't know the kind of the differentiation between an album and a mixtape, like officially, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
For me, like, it just means something that's like less, for me, it's like less thought out or less concise. I always see an album as like, it's more official in terms of, it's like can be more conceptual, just like put together, probably cost you more money, probably took you more time. Whereas a mixtape for me is like, I find them more fun, and it's a lot. It's when I feel it's like figuring out. So if you have, I like albums that are like projects, have like a continuous sound, if that makes sense. So the mixtape for me, it could be like different tracks recorded different places, mixed by different people, and they don't have to be so kind of together. That being said, this mixtape is quite fluid in the way that you can play it from the beginning to the end, and it is all quite floaty. But I decided to do a mixtape really because it's a time thing. When I go into a new album cycle, like, it's headspace, and I just come out of a really long album cycle of my first album.
I was
going to
say, it's just over a year since.
Yeah, but I've been working on it for a long time, and you know, any project starts off incredible and you're well excited, and by the end of it, for me anyway, my only experience is it's frustration.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like things always take longer than you wanted, you need to like perfect this here and there. And when I came out of that cycle, I wanted to still put music out because I felt like I was in a new place musically from the first album, even though it was only released last year. I basically wanted to do something which was, I didn't have to think as much and just could kind of like, the best way to describe it is like sigh. Do you know what I mean? Like sigh out like that, like, oh. Like, but that's what I
thought.
I feel
you meant
like
Gangnam Style sigh.
I don't even know what that is.
You know what Gangnam Style is, don't you?
That's the dance, right? The
what,
dance
Bob song. Gangnam so what's, Style?
So what's the Psy in?
He's called Psy.
Oh! oh, right, got you.
No, but I feel you totally, because if you feel musically in a different... I mean, this just feels... Maybe it's more you. Maybe it's right now, it's more you.
I think it's just you change, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
You change as a person, and, you know, your music changes. When I was 15 years old, not that, you know, I listened to, like, indie music. Then when I was going through... university, it was a lot more R&B or whatever, and then now, you know, it's, I mean, to be fair, it's still a lot of R&B, but you change as a person, and your music changes, and it's
change.
Like in you can't really shed your skin when you're still in an album cycle, because you're still like dedicated to making something for that sound. So if your album takes you 3 years to make, and in that 3 years you've changed, like, you still got to commit to like what it was 3 years ago. So when I came out of that cycle, I wanted to make something that was like just just for me. It was like a selfish thing, just to be like, I just want to make something for me where I don't have to think. And I didn't want it to take me another 2 years, 2.5 years. It's kind of wanted to, like I said, release, like, where I was at now and put something out so people could kind of feel that and get that. And that's what this project is, Thoughts and Moments. And, yeah, I'm happy with it. I hope people like it. It's like I said, I haven't perfected it or overthought it. And that was partly why I made it a mixtape. It was, like, something that I can just be really free creatively on.
I think it's exactly what you need to do right now, and I think that's really exciting for your fans to get something in between, you know, the first album album.
Yeah.
Because you almost, without that release, you can't move on musically, can you?
100%.
Obviously, Memories was a great album, and it was a real moment for you.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, put you in the market and made everyone realise who you were, what you and what you were here to achieve.
Yeah.
But then it makes us more excited about what's coming next.
Yeah, and I think that's... Yeah, I feel the same as what you just said, innit? Like, for me, this project, it was so important for me to move forwards. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, I just feel like I'm in a proper cushy place at the moment. Like, I'm just so excited to make music and start, you know, write more songs and just, like, you know, live, innit? Like, I'm in a good place. And again, is thanks to, I think, this project, because it's just, it was, like I said, it was I got a lot of frustration out just being able to, like, do my hobby without the pressures, if that makes sense. Because at the end of the day, it is my career, but it's also what I enjoy doing. And, you know, when you've got, like, certain pressures on whatever, where they come from in your career, this project, I kind of got rid of all of that. Do you know what I mean? And it was nice to make music like that again.
Just get back to the passion.
Get back to the passion, yeah.
You can take that, by the way, as a lyric. You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's funny because you said, and without even kind of, I think, meaning it, you were like, and then I'm going to get back in the studio, because I think that now makes so much sense to me that you said that. Now I've heard you speak, because this is this moment that you've experienced and you've been able to just get it out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Unlike the album, which you do, it takes more time and
exactly.
More people working on it and whatever. And now you've kind of got this out. It's like, what's next?
That's exactly it. I feel like I've got, like, a blank canvas again, and my paintbrush and my paints, and it's just like, what are you going to do? And it's like, it's so exciting, especially when you feel good. Do you know what I mean? Like, at the moment, I feel good. So it's like, that's actually all I want to do.
I'm pleased to hear that you're feeling good as well.
Thank you very much.
It's an important place to be. Mental health and music is so important.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
And it seems like you're taking it seriously and taking the time to kind of look after you.
100%, you know, I think, you know, for anyone that... I mean, it sounds so cliche, but I always get asked the question, you know, when you're aspiring musician or anything, really, people say, so what's the dream? What's the dream? And, you know, like I said, it is cliche, but it's just like, you just want to have good health, innit? Good health for you and your people and be happy, and that's really all you can ask for. And when you've got that, the rest is a blessing, so, yeah.
Wise words, wise words. And wonderful to hear, because you seem in such a good place. And that's really exciting musically, because I think you can only make the best when you are...
Yeah.
In the best place.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yes. Yeah. You know.
Well, having said that, actually, no, dark places, like, do also garner. Yeah,
I'm not trying to tell anyone to get into a dark place, but obviously, it's just, you've got to feel something.
Get your heart
broken.
That's
what it is. It doesn't matter if you feel good, but I think when you're doing something like music, you have to feel something. You have to have some kind of emotion. Like, sometimes when you're down and you don't have that, like, kind of raw emotion, but it's quite numb, that can be quite a stifling place to be in creatively. But when it's, like, quite specific, like, this really hurt me, or you're down about something, again, music is a great way to release that. But yeah, I know what you're saying, but it's
no, you're totally right. I kind of know what I was saying, but then also didn't know what I was saying in that sense, because you're right. It's like almost what I mean is, for the clean slate that you have, it's a good place to be.
That's it. It's like a clear headspace in terms of, or the whatever, I don't know what to call it, but it's like, yeah, everything's ready to go, if that makes sense.
Well, I'm really excited to hear it, and I suppose so are your band and your friends and family.
I don't even know if they're that gassed, to be honest, but
I think we'll
find out, won't we?
We'll find out. So Thoughts and Moments is coming out tomorrow. Make sure everyone goes and checks. And you're doing some more live shows coming up.
Yes.
As well.
I mean, not a huge amount. I'm going back to Paris.
Well, you've just
tomorrow.
Finished a tour, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm Berlin Monday, then I'm in Manchester, so that's my only date left in the UK, is Manchester on the 11th of April. And then I've got a record store show, Rough Trade, on the 13th in East.
Which, if you can make, it's always better to, I think, such an intimate location.
Yeah, it's nice there. It's nice, and also people buy records in it, so it's good for me. But I did the one last time when I was doing Memories, and it's nice to chat to people and kind of hear how they discovered you and blah blah blah. It's like, it's a nice kind of time to chat to fans as well, because on tour I feel like I should do that, because I'm so paranoid about my voice, sometimes I don't always go out front to chat to people. So on the 13th, I'll definitely be saying hello to everyone. So if you are free, and yeah, come down in it.
Come down for a chit-chat?
Definitely.
Got to save that voice, very important.
Yeah, but that's my last show. That's my last show for a while.
So you can just chat.
I'll be chatting loads. I'll be chatting a lot of shit, really, I think. But it'll be fun, I'm sure.
We're going to play Best Friend, which I love, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And you love Best Friend from what you said. Like, it's got quite, obviously the hook and the melody.
Yeah. Where did you get that from?
What, the song?
No, I like the hook and the melody.
Because there's a quote on your PR document.
Oh, there you go.
I'll tell you what you said. Should I tell you what you said?
Yeah, go for it.
I love Best Friend.
Yeah.
Verbatim. That's what you said. I love Best Friend. You also said, I really like the hook melody. The song is pretty easy going about meeting a girl that you want in your life. Regardless of the status, you can be my girlfriend, whatever. Just stick around. I like you.
Oh.
Very romantic. That sounds
very like me, to be fair.
Yeah.
No, that is, yeah.
Is it weird when you hear things you've said?
I was about to say exactly the same thing. That's why I was like, I'm glad that you read that out, because I was going to say, yeah, I really like the hook melody. Like, that's why I like this song so much. So I'm happy you read that out, because I don't want to repeat myself, do I?
Well, listen, it's kind of weird. Must be kind of weird to hear your own quotes, but I like to read people's quotes back to them.
You know what it is? I actually always I really don't like doing them. I don't know why. Like, I much prefer like an interview. When you're with someone and they're talking to you and they say, what does best friend mean to you? And it's like a conversation, because then it feels like you can get into it.
But I didn't let you, did I? Yeah? I was like, no, I'll tell you what you think about it.
That's cool, but with quotes, you always just get a message from management just saying, you know, we need a quote for this song. And it's just like at the randomest times, you just sat there like, I can't be asked to think about like,
you're like, I'm watching
what
Netflix.
This song means to me. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes, like, also sometimes you forget. Like, I remember with Strange Roses, which is also on this project,
I love that, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Was that originally opening it? But it's gone to, it's track 5 now, but for some reason I thought that was the opening track, but I'm looking at the...
No.
I really like it.
You Make It Better, which is the opening track, because it's got that intro. Have you heard the project?
No, not the whole thing.
Well, yeah, when you listen, it's got the intro is really nice, I think, anyway.
I really like Strange Roses, though. That's probably my favourite track.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's slightly different as well for me, so... But, yeah, I was saying that it's sometimes you forget like what the song was, because you kind of left that moment for a bit.
Yeah.
And then like even like sometimes when I'm performing, like I have to sometimes remind myself, what's this song about again? So I can like deliver the performance that I want in it. And with Strange Roses, that happened. Like I forgot what it was about. I was like, let me just listen back to that song. And then when I listened to it, I was like, there's this clear cut. And sometimes it like I get that question about a quote at the most like inappropriate times, and I can't be asked to think about what a song, you know, I wrote however long ago it was about when I'm, so.
But you need to revisit it. So let's revisit it now.
Let's do it.
We can talk about it.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is Best Friend. Thank you so much, Addy.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to see you again. Good luck tomorrow. I hope you go and celebrate and have a great night.
Thank you very much.
And if everyone go and cop it, Thoughts and Moments tomorrow. This is Best Friend.
Yeah. No. Be my best friend, you could be my girl. We could be forever, let's do this how you want. Listen to the music, we can keep it chill. I don't really mind, I just wanna be with you. Baby, I can see you taking our ass. We can Uber, listen to some old ass. And I don't wanna say that you should doubt. I'll be getting waved if you're good to her. And I ain't gonna lie, we should catch planes through the sky. And yeah, I ain't gonna lie, we can do this, you and I. Saying if you wanna go there, I ain't gonna back. If you wanna smoke, then I could roll one up. Baby, there's no pressure, I don't wanna push. You are the one I want. And if you wanna slow down, you can hit the clubs. And baby, I want you back it up. I hope it's not too much.
Saying you could be my best friend, you could be my girl. We could be forever, let's do this how you want. Listen to the music, we can keep it chill. I don't really mind, I just wanna be with you. Wanna be with you, girl, wanna be with you. I don't really mind, I just wanna be with you. Wanna be with you, girl, wanna be with you. I don't really mind, I just wanna be with you. Oh, oh.
Now you wanna roll to the notion. Got self-control like Frank Ocean. I ain't gonna stress, I'll keep it cool, you. Wanna take some other steps, call, I come through. And I ain't gonna lie,
saying you could be my best friend, you could be my girl. We could be forever, do this how you want. Listening to music, we can keep it chill. I don't really mind, I just wanna be with you. Wanna be with you, girl, wanna be with you. I don't really mind, I just wanna be with you. Wanna be with you, girl, wanna be with you. I don't really mind, I just wanna be with you. Oh, best friend, forever.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Jamie and Jono of Balcony. How
yeah.
you doing?
Yo. What's up?
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good, wait, good, good.
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm really good. You both look very cool and colour coordinated right now.
Thank we you.
Did. Like, together you're colour coordinated.
This is all planned.
Yeah. You look sick. How's it going, guys?
Good, yeah. We've just been mad busy lately, just working really hard. And yeah.
You should slow down.
Oh, there she is.
Straight in there. So that's the name of your new single, Slow Down, because you want everyone to chill out. Chill out, everyone. Slow
that's
down.
That's the name of the game.
You know, it's a hectic world right now. We need people to slow down.
But on a serious note, we're in London. It is a very fast-paced city. We do need people to slow down. I love the track. It's very vibey, but I want to know what the story is behind it, if there is one. Oh, there
well,
is one.
Well, I mean, there is, but, you know, it's like, I don't know, Jono, what do you think the story is?
It's a bit of a hectic love story, really, mm-hmm. when you're with someone who's kind of spiraling out of control and you're just watching that crumble away and you just need them to slow down a bit if this is gonna work out.
A story that is, I think a lot of people have experienced that, whether it's being them, who's the one that needs to slow down, or their partners or whatever. It's kind of a crazy thing because you want to help them, but you almost just being a voyeur in the situation in some ways.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. And it's like, you know, I feel like all the boys in the band have kind of experienced that relationship, but it's just about a girl a few years ago, and it's like an intoxicating relationship. And
toxic.
Oh God! I always say intoxicating.
Is it? Do you think it comes a bit from being in a band? Like, because it feels like it's something that happens to guys in bands a lot. You know,
as that, in we get is that intoxicated.
That, no, I mean yes. No, that like rock star lifestyle kind of attracts girls that maybe. Oh,
definitely, definitely.
All boys.
That's why this song
boys.
Happened.
That's where it came
to
from.
To be honest, the relationship was before I was in a band.
Oh, damn it. Damn
but,
it.
But I know what
But she
what
knew.
Saying.
She knew you were going to be in a band. Exactly. Tell me actually how you guys got together. Like, how did Balcony become Balcony?
Well, we used to date. No, well, we didn't.
Oh, what? That's
nah,
boring.
Sorry.
But now you're dating.
Band-wise, yes. We are band couples.
Band
we see
boyfriends.
Each other every day, every hour. So pretty much.
So basically
dating.
It's dating, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Also, shouts out to Dave and Jack, who aren't
Where
here right
are
now.
They? Yeah.
They're actually working right now on some of our behind-the-scenes type stuff. So,
we'll let you off, guys.
Yeah.
It will be missed.
But yeah, so Jack, Dave, and I met from playing in local bands around the local scene in sort of South London. And then Jack and Jamie, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jamie, met more or less at a house party through a mutual friend. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Like we.
So you must be a good drunk then, because if you meet at a house party, it means you're a good drunk. Or at least... A good wavy person.
I'm a fan of Jamie drunk, but...
Okay. So, just you.
I don't let drunk Jamie out too often, but...
Oh, okay.
When he does come out, God.
God, he takes over the world.
So I was drunk when I met Jack.
Yeah, listen, I was drunk when I met a lot of people. It's fine.
And then I don't know, I just played him a bunch of songs, we hit it off, and then he introduced me to the boys, and that's how we sort of started writing music together.
And did it kind of click straight away? Did you just know this is, you know, the kind of path, this is how you want to play it? Or was it a slow burn?
I'd say we definitely bonded over mutual respect and love for like certain artists, although at the same time we listened to so many different things. We just knew that our approach was going to be that melting pot attitude where we just bring everything together.
Yeah, it's like we're like best mates now, and I feel like that sort of brought us into a band together rather than the music initially, because we come from like such different genres of music, so now we're kind of fusing them all together, and that's kind of the aim of the game,
which is what the music is industry is right now anyway. It's such a fusing genre. Like, genres are just irrelevant at the moment, which is so nice. And you guys have your first headline show coming up on the 13th of June.
We do.
See Bright Arms, great venue. What kind of warm-up techniques happen with you guys, because I know a lot of bands are different. Is there a
tongue twisters?
Oh. Doing physical things or going like tandy?
Not actual tongue twisters, like twisting your tongue.
Oh.
More like
how now, brown cow?
Yeah, and like yellow. Wait, I can't even do it.
Yellow snow, sned snow.
Red, I don't know. Sally, wait, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow there leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. I can't even do it.
You should do a song like that, red leather. That's like ASMR.
Well,
that
comes out in
then.
July, I think. Red leather.
Yeah. That's the week after the headline show.
Exactly.
Are you excited though?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been to the Seabright Arms for other gigs, and we absolutely love it there.
Great new music venue.
Yeah, definitely. It's sick. So yeah, come down on the 13th of June for sure.
Absolutely. Only if I can tongue twist the whole night.
Pre
gig.
We
wouldn't have it any other way.
I can't even do it right now, let alone
red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red. Everybody.
What are you guys working on at the moment? Are you back in the studio? How does it work with Best Friends? Is it just constant? Because you're always together, so it's like,
yeah, for sure. Like, we're constantly writing, but we've got a pretty exciting summer ahead of us with all the festivals on the horizon. We're
Can
doing
you
around
tell us?
20. We're slowly but surely announcing it, so
keeping it quiet.
We are,
yeah.
But everyone can just go to at Balcony the Band,
absolutely,
yeah,
on Instagram and Twitter, and find out what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
And you guys, we're big fans of Ritual on the show. You guys have been in the studio with them. They're also releasing music at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Jez is such a wicked writer, and he's kind of helped us with a few things here and there. And he's so sick.
Lovely guy, Brummy.
He's got young children, so we feel really bad when we make him come down for sessions.
Every time.
He'll enter the room and be like, hey guys, I've been up since 3 a.m. And we're like, we're so sorry
he's
for bringing you here.
He's literally got three babies.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy. I believe he has twins as well.
Yeah, twins. What a hero, though.
What a ledge.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing what comes next for you guys. Slowdown's a really exciting track, and I'm looking forward to kind of seeing the progression of the band is going to be.
For sure. We actually have the other two songs for the Slowdown EP releasing tomorrow.
Whoa.
And they'll be on every platform, so you can check that out tomorrow also. We're really excited for those two other ones also.
So Slowdown, but on a serious note, speed up and go and buy
check
the songs.
Us out. Yeah.
Go there now.
It's a lot of mixed messages, but we're into it. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in. Maybe we can get all four of you next time.
For sure.
And we can do a little perhaps red leather, yellow leather.
Tune in for the next episode next week.
Because maybe then we can do a freestyle. I don't know. I'm really good at freestyles. I'm not.
Sick, you're on.
Can you guys introduce Slowdown for me?
Jono, you go.
Okay. Slowdown, as we said before, is a bit of a, I don't know, love/breakup song. So it's whatever it hits you like. Tomorrow we've got the other two songs that make up the Slowdown EP. So be sure to check that out. And we'll catch you on the 13th of June down at the Seabright Arms.
Boom, God, you're good at this.
I used to wait, you used to stay. We used to hang off every single word that you say. I don't wanna know where you gotta go. You played with me once, don't play with me twice. Asked for the bill, but I'll still be paying the price. Cause you never show where you wanna go. Places we've already gone, asking all the same questions we already know. You wanted that fast life, not real life. It's all that I can get, cause you don't wanna slow down. Oh, you've been getting your loss, lost in the love I'm saying. I'm out to find you, just trying to make you see. Just how we light up, just how we light up.
all your mistakes. Those tears on your sweater that never show on your face. You know that I know your games are getting old. Skin going blue, the cold makes her bruise. There'll always be a darker side that's trying to get through. Let it go, just let it go. Places you've already gone, asking all the same questions you already know. You wanted that fast life, not real life. It's all that I can get, cause you don't wanna slow down. Oh, you've been getting your loss, lost in the line of sand. I'm out to find you, just trying to make you see. Just how we light up, just how we light up. Cause you don't wanna slow down, she don't wanna slow down. Oh, you've been getting your loss, lost in the line of sand.
Sophie Faye.
What's that?
Doing
mean?
A little bop. Doing a little bop there.
I can't help it.
Balcony. That's a good song,
that's
right?
That's a good song.
Lovely boys song. As well.
Yeah, they seem nice. Saw them on the way out.
They were very nice. How are you, babe?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very, very good. Love Salt.
Thank
beautiful
you
tracks.
Much.
Your latest track. Your vibe for those listening at home that haven't heard you before. It's kind of like neo-soul,
yeah.
Kind of. There's a lot in there. Because
yeah.
I heard, for me, it was like, I heard like hip-hop, mm-hmm. R&B. There's kind of like pop, there's jazz.
Yeah, I have so many influences, it's really hard to cram them all
good.
Into songs.
That's no, a good thing.
So it was probably one of the first ones that was like a good representation of what I'm about.
Yeah.
Because the other ones are a bit more soul-y, but this one was a bit more hard-hitting, so it was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's hard-hitting, but beautiful and kind of, you know...
I hope it takes you through a journey. Like, at the beginning, it starts off quite soft and sweet, and then it gets a bit...
hardcore. So tell me a little bit about your influences. You say you're influenced by a lot of genres, so what would you say are kind of the key musicians or artists or people that have influenced your music?
I feel it's cliche to say, but Amy Winehouse is a massive influence for me, but also a lot of like old jazz and old soul and stuff. And my dad was really into blues, and I think sometimes that comes out in my music. But definitely like Boyfriends influenced me heavily with hip-hop, and I think that's like when I first started recording, people just used to send me beat tapes, and I just used to, that's what I first started writing on. So definitely started from there. But now I'm evolving, and I've met a lot more like jazzier folk in London, and it's been really
jazzy.
Cool to, yeah, it's been cool to explore that side of like freestyle and improv and stuff.
It's becoming so much bigger in the UK, mm-hmm. jazz, because I think you saying, oh, it's cliche to say Amy Winehouse. It's not, because there weren't that many big
yeah.
jazz, neo soul, like artists like her. She's probably yeah. one of the biggest of that time.
There's a whole generation of singers now that are like, so the Jazz Carises and like all of Georgia Smith. There's a whole scene of people that were influenced mm-hmm. by that. It's really cool to hear as well the kind of music that's coming out of London right now. It's exciting.
It's sad that she's not here to hear it, because I think she'd be so proud to know that she's influenced so many people.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, it's obviously a tragedy, but it's beautiful that her music still lives on so heavily through other people, I think.
Yeah. Salt sort of looks into relationships with friends, and I got where you were going.
Do you
with
relate?
It. Yeah, like in this industry, it's very easy to be sucked in by people.
Mm-hmm. Fair weather friends, all of that.
Fair weather friends, mm-hmm. a good way to describe it. Not bad people, just maybe giving yourself too
opportunists.
Much. Yeah. Tell me, how did it feel? Kind of, was that a bit cathartic writing about that?
It was heavily cathartic. Yeah. I think also I've been through a lot to get to the point that I'm at now. And recently, just people have just been coming back that didn't really have any time for me before and being like, oh,
ah-ha-ha.
And I'm like, no. But it's just really fun, I think. I went into the studio as well, and I think consciously I'd written a few songs about a boy, and I was like, I'm not going to write about him today. I'm going to write about something else that grinds my gears. So that was how Salt came about.
Love the use of grinds my gears. I think it's a really interesting, because it's also, it doesn't have to be that deep. It's like you've taken a little sprinkle of something that annoys you. Yeah, exactly. And it's that thing that everyone experiences it.
Yeah.
Everyone feels it.
But I hope that people can listen to it as well and feel the same way and just be like empowered by it almost.
Yeah, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you're trying to say, isn't it?
No, definitely. And are you back in the studio now? What are you...
Yeah, I'm writing the album now. So I got signed in October.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I'd already had an EP waiting, so that's what I'm dropping now. I've got a new song coming for you soon, like in the next month, called Late Nights.
Which is what we want, because yeah. I love this new thing in music right now, which is just like dropping singles.
You got to. Like, you want to keep people's... Like, to be honest, I've been writing for 4 years and I haven't released anything. And now I just had this, like, feeling. I'm ready. I had this epiphany and I was like, right, as long as my manager and my team are behind me, we just need to just keep putting music out, which is really fun.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you got a Love Island sync, which is always fun. Yeah. I've always dreamt, if I was a musician, I'd want to be like that moment in Made in Chelsea where it's like, da, 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 you know, like, and
it
it's
was
like,
fucking crazy. You know how this came about as well. I was traveling in Thailand on my own and I always lose everything, like, as classic me. And I was on this island, I lost my card, my keys, my wallet, everything.
Classic.
And I saw these boys and I knew they were from London just by their swag. So I was like, boys, you need to let me borrow your phone and transfer my mate some money. And then we added on Facebook and didn't really chat again. And then I dropped my song, Say So, about 2 years ago. And then he messaged me like, oh, by the way, I'm a producer for Love Island. Like, we'd really love to.
No!
I'm telling you, that's how it came about. And then we keep like, how did you get that single? I was like, you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
That is literally the sickest story.
Shout out Stephen, by the way, if he's listening.
Shout out Stephen. Oh, my God. But this is it, though.
It got me signed. That's what got me signed.
But life comes from these weird, random... you being a lovely girl that had lost all of her shit. And which, by the way, I'm here for you on that, because I lose all my shit all the time.
They say it's only intelligent people that lose their stuff all the time, because you got your mind on other things.
You got too much intelligent shit to think about.
That's what I keep telling myself anyway.
Yeah, I'm thinking, sorry, I'm actually thinking about loads of really clever stuff, so that's why I can't. Lol.
Oh, well, that's why. Theory.
No, listen, I'm here for it and I believe you. If many might not, but I do. No, that's so cool. I literally can't believe that. So next release is in the next couple of months. Yeah. And then there's a, did you say
I've got an EP. So I've done Salt and Bad Blood, which are off the EP, and there's going to come as a whole in the summer. And then I'm just going to stay writing. I've found some really good producers that I just want to put my head down and just start writing the album, which is really exciting.
And you're going to do any is there anything we can come and see you live?
Yeah, do you know what? You just missed this week. I've just played Village Underground, which is amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah, Frankie Stu and Harvey Gunn. That was really cool. But I have got some things coming up. Girl Gang.
I love Girl Gang. Yeah.
Yeah, really cool. NASAP invited me to just do a couple songs down at Wembley. They're doing a box park.
Sick.
Little thing there. But if you follow me, things just come up so short notice and so fast paced.
I am Sophie Faith.
I am Sophie Faith. Yeah.
On Twitter and Instagram, so everyone needs to go over and follow you so they can keep an eye on what you're doing. It's really exciting. I really love the style. I was a big Amy Winehouse fan.
Oh, good.
And I could definitely feel that vibe and that energy, but different, you know, your own style to
it. Of course.
And Salt is just such a girl gang banger of like.
And with all your girls, I had this massive party as well on the night that we dropped it.
Good.
It was all my girls, and we just were drinking like pink Prosecco, just like parade around the house in my heels and stuff. It's really funny.
Keep it Prosexy, baby. That is amazing. All right, babe. Well, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for asking me, and it's been lovely.
No, it's been really nice. Come back when the EP drops and we'll chat some more 100%, about it.
100%.
And Sophie, I'd love you to introduce Salt for us.
So I'm Sophie Faith and this is my new single, Salt.
I was running hot and cold, depending on the situation. Don't know if you got love for me or if you're just hating. No, I don't ever hear from you unless somebody's playing. I don't want nothing but the truth and know that I can take it. I ain't got the time, I ain't got the patience. If you got something
something to say, then just say it. Oh no. I don't ever wanna seem salty, but these fake ass people, they insult me. And when I didn't mean much, they didn't want me. Now they want me, they keep calling me. Oh. How the wind blows, oh, and every word you say to me, I take with a pinch of salt. I should have trusted my intuition, cause I knew you were a snake. Oh, you were different.
Great, thank you for having me today.
No, my pleasure. How's things?
Oh, it's great. Everything's great. I'm just, buzzing from yesterday. I had a release party for Sins.
So so this is your first single of 2019, Sins. Tell us a little bit about the track first.
So, yeah, the track is basically a fun love song. In two words, I would describe it as passion galore. So, really excited to sharing it with the world, with everyone. And, I'm really glad that we're talking about it today here.
And tell me about the release party last night. How was it?
So it was a Mahiki in Mayfair. I've been singing there for the past few months.
Great.
And last night was all about Sins, all about getting people together to celebrate the song. I loved it. There was a cocktail especially for the song. It was just amazing. It was good
what
vibes.
Was the cocktail?
It was a mixture of different things, you know, like champagne, vodka, some syrup, some amaretto syrup. So it was really, really
And it was
really
called
nice.
Sins, was it?
It was called Sins, yes.
Wonderful. Did you have one of those treasure chest things? I know they have treasure chests there.
We had two of those.
Wow. Love those. Complete
yeah, shout
sugar.
Out to Mahiki. I love them. They're amazing.
Really lovely as well that you have that there. It's really, really nice. So you studied at BIM London.
I did.
Which is like really great musical institution.
Yes, I was at BIM from 2011 till 2014. Wow, it seems like ages ago now, but it was kind of my first introduction into the music industry, how everything works, some amazing people. I'm still working with a few of them. It was definitely an amazing experience and no regrets.
And would you recommend it to other musicians wanting to get into like performing live?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I did have a few different choices when I decided to study music, and I think I made the best choice going to BIM. Definitely, highly recommended.
Did you train classically there?
No, I didn't train classically there, but I used to go to a classic music school in Latvia, back in Latvia, where I played violin.
Oh, nice.
So I played violin, piano, did all the solfeggio and all the classical stuff, but then I knew that I want to do pop music,
yeah.
And that's why I studied at BIM.
So Latvia, what's the music like there? What's the kind of music scene? Is it a lot of electronic music?
I would say it's everything, but the music industry is very, very small, and it's a lot of it's a lot of electronic music. It's a lot of singer-songwriter type of music. So, yeah, it's great, but I feel like it's a very, very, very small market.
It's a niche.
Yeah, it's a niche.
Okay. Awesome. So what's the plan for the rest of the year for you?
Oh, good question. I'm planning to keep on writing new music, working with talented people, hopefully more people. The more I release my music, I want to do more collaborations, hopefully more live shows, and yeah.
Who's the dream collaboration?
The dream collaboration, wow. Actually, I would love to work with Pharrell.
Oh, yeah.
Pharrell is the dream.
Yeah, that would be a good one, because he's not only just, you know, a performer, he's also the backstage king, you know, great producer, great writer.
Exactly.
But you do a lot of writing and producing yourself, don't you? Would you work with other people? Do you work with other people as well? Their own music, not yours.
Yes, I don't. I do writing, but I don't produce. So I work with producers.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean producing yet. You're right. Sorry. That would be a bit too much, a bit too busy.
I would love to get into.
Maybe for future.
Yes, totally.
So you write for other people as well?
I've written a few songs for other people to pitch to other artists, but this year I definitely want to focus on writing for myself.
Yeah.
And just creating that unique sound, that unique voice that I want to kind of share with the world.
And how do you find the sort of London music scene for you? Do you have a lot of inspiration from UK artists?
Yes, totally. I think I'm so lucky to be here, to live in London. I think it's probably one of the best cities to live in, where if you want to do music. Like, 100%. Obviously, I would love to be based between London, LA, but I think London is just so much talent here. And one of my inspirations are currently, for example, I love Georgia Smith, I love Dua Lipa. I like this, so such a variety of talent here. So, yeah, definitely love it.
Lots of great pop going on, isn't there?
Yes, incredible, incredible.
What sort of musically inspired you to go into pop, do you think? What artists did you listen to when you were younger that kind of made you think, oh, that's what I want to do?
Yes, so since I was a kid, I was just writing melodies, lyric lines, and coming up with very silly songs when I was a kid. I still remember some of them. It's just like embarrassing.
Great.
But it's crazy how it kind of stayed with me. So the fun fact is that I listened to a lot of soul music when I was growing up. Like, Joss Stone was one of my inspirations. Like, I loved her. Maybe because she had the kind of similar hair like me. She looked a little bit younger like me. And I was like, Joss Stone is the idol.
Yeah.
And then I realized that when I write more pop songs rather than soul R&B, so I just decided that's what I need to work with and I need to improve. So yeah, that kind of what helped me make my decision.
Yeah, and Joss is still very poppy as well. She's kind of a bit of a merge. She's just done a world tour, hasn't she, in every country in the world.
She was in Latvia too.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't there, but yeah, I saw that she was in Latvia.
Oh, that's cool though. And do you get out a lot to gigs while you're in London?
Do I go to see other gigs?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I actually really like going to see like undiscovered artists.
Yeah.
I like So Far Sound. I like to go and see to like open mic nights.
Good place for you to meet other musicians as well.
Yes, totally. So I think London is amazing. Every single night there's a place where you can just go and listen to live music and just see pure raw talent, which is incredible.
When is your next live gig? When can people come and see you?
I don't have the exact date, but people can just check out my social media and then find me on there and see the latest updates.
Also, awesome. So what is your social handle so everyone can find you?
Okay, great. So my Instagram is eliza.music. So it's eliza.music. And my website is imeliza.com. So I am eliza.com. So that's where you can find me. And then Spotify, it's ELIZZA. I know it's a little bit confusing because of the Z, but if you go check out my Instagram, that's probably the...
You can find everything
there. Yeah, you can find everything there.
Eliza, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the launch of your single and the launch party last night. It sounds great.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to play Sins now. Do you want to introduce it for us?
Yes, would love to. So, I'm Eliza and this is my new single, Sins. So, here we go.
Explain it so I know what it means. What does it mean?
Trying to impress you with my vocals there.
Sorry, my phone started ringing. Never mind.
Oh, God.
Spam.
Busy man.
Honestly, they never stop ringing me.
How are you?
Yeah, really good.
How have you been since I last saw you? Because it wasn't that long ago, but yeah. You've been so busy.
Yeah, I've been packing it in.
Dropping singles
and...
Be Mine is the latest single, and Joe Goddard just did a remix, which got played by everybody, and including Fubar Radio, which is the biggest.
I mean, I think that was, for me, the moment that really...
solidified everything.
Yeah, I just felt complete at that point.
Solid.
Yeah.
How's the release has been for you? Have you felt good about everything?
Yeah, it's just good to get it out there, get it out in the world.
I know, because you're working on a lot of music all the time, aren't you? So it's kind of weird, because the way it all releases is like cyclically, you have to wait a little while, don't you?
Yeah.
For it to come out.
It's kind of weird because like I'll write these things because that is what was happening at the time, and then I'll forget about it, and then they'll be like, oh, we're gonna put this out now, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Like, and then you're
I completely
like, oh.
forgot that even happened. Like, oh.
That pain, then relive that pain.
Yeah, at least this song's a bit merry. It's not depressing, because otherwise...
Yeah, you're definitely back with the sort of electronic R&B jams again.
Man.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm vibing it. Because the thing is, even your saddest songs, they've got vibes.
Yeah, you've got to, man. You've got to, like, you got to give it something sweet at the same time. You've got to have that whole bittersweet juxtaposition.
You have a lot of that sweet.
Woo!
Do you have a sweet tooth?
I actually do, the worst.
Oh, really?
The worst. Like, I'm such a, like, sugar addict.
Am I, like, what's the favourite?
I'm off now. I'm in recovery right now.
Oh, right, okay. If you weren't in recovery, what would be your go-to sweet?
Just things like, you know, like, the foamy, like, sweets. Like, what do you call
that
them?
Sounds hideous.
Like, you know, like, the ice creams in the randoms.
No!
Like, those
that
kind
is
of,
the
like,
worst.
Squashies.
Sorry, I think you've just made that up, but that is my worst sweet, so we will get on so well because we could split the pack and I would have all the sweets.
Don't tell me, do you eat bounties?
No.
Oh, thank God. I was gonna not be able to trust you then.
No, bounties are the worst.
Don't trust bounty eaters.
No, but you like the like milky bottles and stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine because we'll get on famously because we won't be vying for the same sweet.
Yeah.
But you're off sweets right now.
Off sweets right now, yeah.
Oh. Is that good for the vocals?
Oh, so good. I think. I don't know. It's good for the look. I mean, I had a few video shoots and everything like that, so I'm just having to just really take a chill.
Well, you look beautiful.
Oh, darling.
I can't wait to see some more videos too.
Yeah. It's going to be a very exciting time right now.
And are you going to be dropping new music soon also?
I am, yeah.
But you can't tell me anything.
But I can't tell you anything about it.
But is it going to be a very plentiful summer in that sense?
Yeah.
slash, why am I saying summer when it's quite far from now? I mean, from now until the end of the year, are we going to get lots more new music?
I think there's going to be consistent vibes.
Okay, consistent. I love the way you're being really casual about it because you don't want to say anything because your manager is right there.
Is eyeballing me. What's he about to say?
And you're like, yeah, vibes. Just
yeah,
like
just consistent vibes, guys.
Consistent vibes musically.
That's what
you know,
I do it for.
Consistently be... doing yeah, stuff.
Just trying to be me, man. Just trying to tell the world who I am.
Which we love. We love to hear who you are.
Aww.
Any new tattoos since I last saw you?
Yes. Is this one?
Yes.
Yeah, this little guy.
Oh my God, I'm so pleased that that answer to that was a yes.
It's a little desert island on my hand.
Tell me about the desert island.
It looked really
good.
Show
the camera. Desert island.
Oh, I'm just screwing your microphone up. Oh, this one? This one?
Break. Punch the camera with your desert island. So tell me about the desert island.
So I was on holiday in Australia. And
lovely. In the upside down.
Yeah, in the upside down, where everything rotates the wrong way.
Yeah, crazy.
So I really wanted a tattoo. I just walked in there and was like, oh, there's palm trees outside. I'll get a palm tree. And that is the amount of thought that I put into putting some permanent on my body.
I think... you've either got to be one or the other. You're either the person that does exactly that.
Yeah.
And it's like, boom. And I wish I was that person. So
honestly, I'm
bad.
Reckless AF.
Oh my
like,
God, I'm
reckless.
So unreckless.
I just love the spontaneity of it because I'll just remember, like, it will mean something to me afterwards because it will remind
well, it
me
does,
of when I was in Australia.
Yeah, like, having a lovely time.
Yeah, man.
I guess, in a way, every tattoo you have reminds you of probably having a nice time. Even though yeah. even some of them might emotionally be deeper,
yeah.
it's like, yeah, but on that day I was like, yeah, I'm going to go and do this.
So like the first one I have that's on my arm, I got it done when I was like 15 at a music festival.
Illegal.
I know. I didn't tell them. They didn't know. They can't get in trouble.
Well, no
my
one
bad.
Knows who they are. Don't
yeah,
worry.
Don't worry. It's fine. But my parents were actually there.
Oh my, your parents
and
are the best.
Very kind of like, yeah, just do you like
just go man
yeah
just do
like
it.
They're not really like hippie-ish but like my mum is very kind of like free-spirited like yeah you should absolutely be able to express yourself in any way you see fit darling. Like,
my mum is kind of like halfway she goes like this she goes it's your body
yeah
and
yeah
so
and then
it's
the look.
Like is it my body
yeah.
because
is it?
The way you just looked at me made me think it's your body
yeah they do the whole well I pushed that out now you're ruining it well done
yeah
you know,
exactly
that, yeah.
It took me 4 years to pick my tattoo and I've only got one.
Oh, where is it
here. It's, guess what? It's my bloody name, Harriet Rose.
Oh, that's so cute.
Thanks,
I like that.
Babe.
It looks like a little, it looks like an actual pencil drawing.
Yes, it's just
delicate.
Me. I just pencil it on every day.
it's a transfer.
So would you be up for getting a tattoo? Do you like, if someone suggested you to get a tattoo, would you get it?
Yeah.
I think you should get a tattoo of me.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it.
But you know how, like, on the back. Oh, my God, exactly.
Like, my whole back.
You know how Cara Delevingne's got that really intricate lion on her finger?
Yeah.
Like, one of those of my face on your back?
Yeah, I'll do it.
But you never see it, but then
you're paying.
But, yeah, oh, mate, I would pay.
Like, there's a line.
I'd pay over the odds for that.
Okay, good.
100%.
I'm doing it.
Okay. That's the next one. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Now, you said in a tweet the other day, because I stalk you, good music changes your mood always.
Uh-huh.
What is the song that changes your mood? Right now.
Right now. To change, like, say if I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah, you're in a bad mood. You've just got a tattoo of me on your back and you're livid.
It would have to be something really, like, it would have to be something really aggressive, like, what do I just, it's, oh, okay. Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar, Freedom.
Oh,
is my like, and that's actually
that's
my treadmill song.
That's a stompy song as well, because it's like doom, doom,
yeah.
doom, doom.
That's my running on the treadmill song.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
It's funny because there's some, my new treadmill song is Lizzo and Missy Elliott.
Love.
Yes.
Love that song.
Very sort of, it's bass. You need bass.
Yeah, you need
bass. And beat.
Bass and beat.
That's a very good answer. Very good answer.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, about collabs with you,
mm-hmm.
What do you think about them?
I like them.
More to come? Like, do you think they will come?
Do you know
come?
What? I think sometimes, like, when someone kind of, like, jumps on something, even if it's, like, a feature, like, it's that added perspective of what you were originally talking about or vice versa is so sick. Like, I love it if, like, I ask someone to do a feature on one of my songs, and it's like they've listened, they've soaked in all the information of what I'm trying to get across, and then they put their like perspective, and it just takes the story somewhere really good.
A bit like the Joe Goddard remix, because it's like he's taking it and making it something a bit different.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Looping it into the
release. Where you're going, you know what I'm saying? We just got a new song out, guys. Go and get it. Yeah, no, absolutely. I love it. And I also love it if we were like shooting a music video and we get like treatments in, and I'm like, people have listened to my song and this is what they see in their head. Like, yeah. I find it really cool.
That is so sick.
Yeah.
Just on a side note with music videos,
yeah.
Billie Eilish has just premiered like a miniature thing of her next music video. Yeah, I love her as well. And I actually was like, tweeted it and was like, if I was a musician, all I'd want to do is do what she does and make mini horror films. Miniature, yeah. Terrifying but awesome visuals.
It's like,
I want you to make a mini horror film now.
I would love nothing more. I'm so dramatic.
Oh.
Like, I'm off the scale dramatic.
Like,
so
I
that's
can't
really
wait for
like,
your
yeah.
future videos in that sense.
Oh, like, I love, like, Tarantino movies and, like, Pulp Fiction and, like, stuff like that. So, like, that is, like, the aesthetic that I just dream
Maybe
about.
Me and you could recreate Pulp Fiction for your music
video. I think
video.
We could. We could definitely could. We'll get you a little black bob.
Oh,
and
my.
I'll grow my hair out and I'll do like the John Travolta like ponytail greasy. Obviously.
You could almost nearly do that.
Yeah,
because you've got
could.
The like slick back vibe. You know, we could just all we need is a little weave at the back.
Yeah.
Pop it
oh,
in.
Definitely. A little clip in.
Like little clips.
Yeah.
A couple of little
100%
clips.
100%. I'm down for that.
Literally, don't even need to wait for the growth. Imagine. Beautiful.
It would look so sexy.
This is just my way of trying to infiltrate every part of your life. Tattoos.
I mean, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll
really
back off.
Making yourself front and center.
I
there.
Know. Just try my best.
I'm here for it.
Tell me the plan for the next few months. When are you next performing live? When can we come and see you?
I am next performing live on the 25th of April at the Hoxton Bar Kitchen.
Great venue.
Place. I actually really like that. I've been seeing a few people there.
It's wonderful for like up and coming artists because people go there. Mm. So your fans will be there, but also there'll be people there who just go there.
Yeah, so it's like an R&B night. And
it's
got some sick people and me. So yeah, it's really
at who
cool.
is also a sick person.
I mean,
you're part.
I'll
of
let
the
you do the talking on that one.
You're part of the sick people collective in that.
I mean, it's all I live for.
Yes,
just want to be part of the sick people collective.
Do you know what's amazing about you? Your eyebrows.
Oh, thanks.
Like, two and I just want to look.
I
at
grew them.
Them
myself.
Like I'm lit. You did, and yeah. they are fully. You and I just can't stop. Look, I can't look at you. I can only look at them. So congratulations on
Thank
them.
Thank you. I really like your eyebrows as well.
Oh, thanks.
They're
almost
as thick as mine.
Yeah, but they're fake. You actually give Cara Delevingne a literal run for her money.
Yeah,
with
come
those.
At me. Come at me, Cara.
Yeah.
See you outside.
Yeah.
Eyebrow off.
I would actually really, really like to see that happen.
Oh, my eyebrows could fight her eyebrows for sure.
Oh, for
Although, take
sure.
Her, take it down.
For sure.
Yeah.
The power in those eyebrows. Maybe you could do that in a yeah. music video.
But yeah, it's CRNB Live. I just remembered.
CRNB Live at Hoxton Bar and Kitchen.
Yeah.
On Hoxton Square it is.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's actually going to be really good.
Oh, sick.
I'm thinking of like interjecting some like an R&B, like a really like classic R&B cover in there, I think.
Oh my God, please. My set. And you can buy tickets on ticketweb.ordice and they're in £10. CRNB.online. Very easy to go and do. So go and do it now.
Come down, kids.
Doors are at 7:30.
I'll be there smiling and waving at you.
And hopefully doing some singing.
Yeah, I'll sing as well.
Because that is what we're paying for.
Yeah.
So, although I do love your smile.
Oh, I'm going to melt.
I know. Like an ice cream.
Yeah,
why
I feel
did
like
I sound
here.
So weird then?
I should come here every day just to get an ego boost from
please
you,
do.
Harriet.
Please do. Let's share eyebrow tips.
Yeah.
Will you please, Moss Kenner, introduce your track Be Mine?
This is a really sassy song.
Sassy is the
sassy.
Best word ever.
It's sassy and spunky.
Sexy.
And sexy.
Serendipity.
And it's your new favourite song. It's called Be Mine.
Jeez.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.